everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. I haven't done one of these in a while, and to be honest, I don't really know why. I think I was building it up in my head. I had nothing really interesting to talk about. Sometimes I've loads to talk about, sometimes I don't have so much to talk about. And I'm always hesitant about putting out content that isn't great, but to be honest, that's a perfectionist problem, and I should need you to get over it and keep cranking out podcasts. Going to do a quick life update, as the YouTubers say, catch up on what I've been working on. Made some cool improvements to the pod, to life in the last couple of weeks, so I'll update you on that. Quick shout out to my sponsor, Sage. As you know by now, they're with me for the entire year. They're the number one provider of payroll, HR, and finance software to small and medium-sized enterprises all over the world. To find out more about Sage, click the link in the description below, or wherever you're listening, you'll find them linked. On that, we're now on Spotify, iTunes, and finally, YouTube. We're over there. Search The Entrepreneur Experiment or search my name. I have two channels. One is kind of like a personal channel, which kind of goes in and out of fashion. And we now have an Entrepreneur Experiment channel dedicated to the pod. So go check that out. Every full episode will be up there. And that brings me to my first update. We now have a dedicated Entrepreneur Experiment studio. We started off in the studio years ago. OG listeners will remember I converted an office I had in Temple Bar for my property business. I converted it into a studio way back when. And there's actually a video of me converting that on YouTube, ironically enough. And then COVID happened, and then the world changed. So we did our first in-studio event 3 weeks ago now with Alan Meaney. So he is this week's episode. So last week, as you're listening to this now on Tuesday, he was last Thursday, the founder of Fundrex. So we have a cool new office, and it is all thanks to Iconic Offices. We are based out of the Victorians building on Earlsford Terrace. We have a beautiful studio based in there now, and we're trying to do most of our interviews in person. And why is that? Well, I think it's just better. I think it's nicer. For me, I want to have a deep interview with someone, a deep chat, not an interview. I want to have a deep chat with them, and I find over Zoom, it can be a little bit stilted sometimes, and I want to just get back out meeting people. For me, the podcast is partly about having chats. It's all about learning, which I'm going to talk about later and share some of the big trends I'm seeing emerging from entrepreneurs. And it's also about building a community. And for me to build a community, I have to have personal contact with people, take them for lunch, breakfast, have a proper chat, sit down and build real relationships. So I am absolutely delighted to have a proper base again. And it's nice to have a base. It's nice to have a place you go and you're like, yes, this is my studio. This is where we work. So we got new studio. We got a new videographer, Ben from Fearless. He's doing incredible work. So we're getting to know our systems and building up a proper way of working. So they are now on YouTube. That is up now. Alan's episode is already up. And we started doing like clips on social. This is all with going back to my goal. I'm trying to be always transparent on the pod. This goes back to my goal of 10xing the pod this year. And that means growing it as much as possible. And I think social is a large part of that. And having proper, well-produced video clips. The standard of podcasting since I started has gone up way, 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 way up here. It's really, really increased. 10, 20, 30x. You know, you have really high-class pods out there now. And I'm not competing directly with them, but I am competing for time. I'm competing for people's time and attention. And I feel to do that, I really have to put out a high-quality product, which I do in terms of my guests are absolutely top tier. But I need to build on that. And I think you need to go forward and have momentum in everything in life. That's a big I'm a big believer in momentum. So new studio, new videography crew, and we're going to have a new episode every Saturday. We're going to do bite-sized episodes every Saturday. And this is something I've wanted to do for a while. And I just haven't actioned it due to, I suppose, lack of resources. Just time is a huge effort. Time is a huge issue in terms of putting out three episodes a week. Putting out two is hard enough. That's why this Idea Lab had slipped off the radar for a couple of weeks. Putting out two podcast episodes a week is quite tough. There's a lot of other stuff that goes into it. A lot of admin involved, more than you'd think. So putting out a third one was just not possible for a while, but now we're there. We're going to put out bite-sized episodes of our very best content from our very most popular guests over the last 3 years. So we've got some incredible guests lined up. And we start this week with Aidan Corbett from Wayflyer. So there'll be 8 to 10 minutes of the very best content from my chat with Aidan. I think that's going to be hugely impactful. what else I've been working on. So I'm now the academic lead in Tangent from Trinity College for entrepreneurship. And what that means is simply I help design courses. So I've been working with Trinity for a few years now. Well, going back to last year, actually, and helping with like grading and assignments and teaching entrepreneurship, just on a very part-time basis. And what this means for me is, and why I'm excited to do it, is I can take the lessons from all the entrepreneurs I'm chatting to every Thursday, and I can apply them then to current teaching, and the students can get current industry knowledge immediately from top tier entrepreneurs who are out there doing it. And I think bridging that real world experience with academic experience is hugely important, and I enjoy it. So that's pretty cool. Now, I want to chat to you about a couple of important themes you need to be aware of. You're already aware of these, I say already, but it's worth reiterating, because these are the things that all the top tier entrepreneurs I'm talking to are talking about. These are the things you need to be aware of for your business right now. Spoiler alert, obvious point alert, remote working is here to stay, and this is something you need to get to grips with ASAP. Every single top tier entrepreneur I'm talking to, from small businesses to large, are talking about this and trying to figure out a solution. And no one's got it nailed yet. So there's two things to note here. Remote working is going to offer massive opportunities for entrepreneurs in terms of new businesses. There's a whole vacuum of things that need to be filled. A whole vacuum of services, a whole vacuum of opportunity that people can seize. So if you want to start a business, the remote working space is somewhere I would start right now. It's going to take us years to figure this out. I think we've no idea the impact COVID has had on businesses and the impact it's going to have. We're going to look back on COVID in 5 years' time and go, oh my God, that was the tipping point that changed the entire trajectory of the business world. I'm absolutely in no doubt about that. From the conversations I'm having as we emerge now, conversations 2 months ago were very different than the conversations I'm having now. Be aware of that. They're changing rapidly. Before, people were saying to me, oh, I don't know, Gary, I'm not sure. We don't really have a strategy yet. Might go fully back to the office. Now nobody is saying that. Zero people I'm talking to are saying they're going fully back to the office. Take that to the bank. They're going 3-2, or I heard a really innovative way of working remotely this week, and it is this, the sprint model. The sprint model is not new, but the company that are planning to implement it are doing it in a very different way. They're going to do 6-week sprints, 1 week on site and 5 weeks off site. They'll come together and they're putting a spin on it. They're going to go to unique locations around Europe. So they're going to bring the team under 20 and they're going to bring 20 people to a unique location in Europe, work together in a beautiful environment for 1 week, set out all the key things they need to hit, all the goals, all the projects, and then off they go for 5 weeks to work remotely. And then they come back, review, recap, learn, tweak, edit, and then set their goals for the next 6 weeks. That is a really interesting model, and I'm really excited to follow that one along, because I think that is going to be closer to the modern world of work than what we knew previously. That is one huge trend. We'll talk about this more and more. I'm thinking about doing an entire series just on remote work, because I think there's a huge amount we still don't know and a huge amount of stuff that's changing daily. So remote work. The second point is beware of the narrative. The mainstream media narrative is extremely negative right now. Extremely negative. I don't listen to TV. I don't watch the news. I'm not ignorant. I get my news from various other sources online. And at the weekend, I read 3-4 papers across the 2 days to get an overview of what's happening. But now it's incredibly negative. Energy poverty, you know, recession, inflation. It's just incredibly negative. And this can force paralysis by analysis, and it can force fear. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to start, just do it. There's never going to be a better time. The better time to start was yesterday. The next best time is today. If you're going to start a business, just get on with it. You can't wait till this is over, because we don't know how long it'll last. We don't even know if we're in something yet. The world has completely changed. So if you're trying to start a business, just go ahead and do it, because this narrative will make you scared. It'll make you afraid. It'll make you retreat. It'll make you stay in the same position you are. And if you're staying in the same position you are, you're going backwards. So just Ignore the narrative. It is extremely, extremely toxic. What you do have to be aware of is being lean, doing more with less. I asked a VC investor the other day, what was his advice for new entrepreneurs? That comes out this Thursday. It's Brian Caulfield, one of the best investors in Ireland and a hugely experienced entrepreneur. And his opinion was the smart companies will emerge from being scrappy, being lean, and being able to do more with less. They're the companies who'll focus on sales and profit first. The days of like, let's get loads of funding, build a model, build a market, and we'll figure out profitability afterwards are done. The next couple of years, and which I'm really excited about because I am a bootstrapping advocate. I think one of the best ways to build a business is by bootstrapping. I think the bootstrappers are going to rise up. The bootstrappers are going to have their day over the next couple of years, and there's no better time to become part of that movement. And that's kind of it for today. I don't want to overburden the lessons because I think it's important just to keep things very simple. We live in a world of absolutely massive noise now. So keep things very, very simple. Explore the remote work. It's here to stay. Don't fear it. Embrace it. I got a great email from someone yesterday. They're like, oh, you won't hear from me for a while. I've just packed in everything and I'm just going to go traveling to Estonia for a couple of months to explore the entrepreneur scene over there. And I was like, class. Absolutely brilliant. There's going to be a rise of people taking a quarter to just go abroad and work. And with that in mind, you need to start thinking about Q4 plans. Q4 is generally October, November, December. In the reality I've seen in the last couple of years, 3-4 years, December's a no-go month. December and August are 2 months of the year where nothing is achieved. Absolutely nothing. So treat your Q4. This is my new thing for this year. I'm going to treat Q4 as September, October, November. I'm going to push it forward by 1 month. So my Q4 starts on September 1st this year. And so should yours, because December is becoming a month of just deadness. From December 14th onwards, business ain't getting done. So whatever you need to do, wrap it up. Bring it forward by 30 days. Don't fool yourself and go, oh, I might get those sales over the line in December. It's unlikely, unless businesses have a massive overflow of budget, which this year, they sure as hell do not. So bring your Q4 forward a month. Join me on this idea. September, October, November, that's your Q4. Wrap up your year by December 1st. And I hope that little nugget helps you. I'll see you back here on Thursday for Brian Caulfield, venture capitalist, investor, and entrepreneur. It's a class chat. It's very meaty, and he is unbelievably direct. I ask him very direct questions. I'm trying to improve as an entrepreneur all the time. And one of the things I'm trying to improve on is asking more direct questions. And I feel by being in person, you can do that because you can get the read of someone, you can gauge someone as to see how open they're going to be. He was super open. I was super open. I asked him what his best investment was and what his worst investment was. And he named both companies. And you'll know both of them. Tune in Thursday to find out what they are.